Music right there from Crooks on Tape. Their new one's called Fingerprint, and it's out now on Misra Records, based, of course, right here in Dayton, Ohio. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, very happy to welcome our guests for the evening. They're going to be playing this Saturday at the Oregon Express, along with Paige and the Bel Airs and the New Old Fashioned. We'll tell you all about how to go see them and get to know them. But first, I'm going to hand things over to the WYSO Performance Space for live music from Vaughn and Company.
Born again with nothing else in mind. All activities have got me sustained. Torn again with my rotating line. Let the powder go straight to my brain. Well, it's gotten me cool, you see. 99 gets better each time. Well, I'm a highest degree. When they're all gone, you know it was time. Carefree, as an all we look like, with a little help from friends I can't name. Let's be, oh, ease my mind. In the end, will it be worth all the shame? Will it? Yeah, you
Vaughn and Company, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be back to chat with them and hear some more live music here in just a moment. We'll tell you all about how you can see them this weekend in Dayton. Stick around. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh, my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
Nothing. It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
Is a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
It's Santa Claus.
Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
Hi, this is Luke Dennis, Development Director for WYSO, wishing you and yours a happy and healthy holiday season. We hope you'll add WYSO to your shopping list this year. Throughout the month of December, all contributions of $120 or higher will receive two WYSO member cards. So keep one for your family and give one as a gift. The member card is like a fistful of coupons, providing hundreds of discounts at area restaurants, salons, theaters, and more. Pledge online or call during our mini drive December 12th and 13th. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Vic McCunis, your host for The Book Nook on WYSO. Tune in for conversations with authors every week on Fridays at 1:30 and again on Sundays at 11 a.m. That's The Book Nook on WYSO, and listen to our podcasts at wyso.org.
The Rhode Island band Deer Tick joins us on The Cafe next time. Their new album is called Negativity, and the band certainly isn't negative. For Latin Roots, it's a live concert with La Santa Cecilia. I'm David Dye. It's a busy show. Deer Tick and La Santa Cecilia on the next World Cafe.
Tune into the World Cafe tomorrow afternoon at 1 on 91.3 WYSO. We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Fromholt, joined in the studio by the members of Vaughn and Company. Welcome, all of you.
Thank you very much for having us.
Awesome. That has never happened on the show. That was a first. I love it.
It's what I do.
Well, welcome, all of you. I want to start off, tell me a little bit about how all you guys got together and started making music together.
Well, you know, it started with myself, Ronnie, Vaughn, and Brandon, back before he was 21 years old even, couldn't get into the bars.
Yeah.
I was looking for a percussion player, snatched him up, and the rest is history. These guys have come on board. We've had a couple different guitar players, but these guys have been the bassist for a long time now, and we've been together, the majority of us here, for about 10 years. So. Yeah.
Nice, nice. When you've been together that long, does writing and making music together get easier because you know each other so well and you know your playing styles, or does it get that much harder because you know each other's little quirks and things like that?
If anything, it's a little of both. It gets easier because we know each other, and it gets a little harder because we try to like challenge each other.
We could write a song right now if you want.
Yeah,
to.
we do a lot of improv at shows, and you know, kind of just make stuff up as we go and just jam a lot. So. That I think a lot doing that for part of each of our show is kind of, you know, builds on ideas for us to write songs, and you know, everybody kind of adds their piece and it comes together beautifully. So
is that how your writing process works? Basically, kind of improvisation and jamming leads to writing, or do you guys ever, you know, kind of sit down and say, all right, we're going to write something or parse something out or something like that?
We do write some things specifically. A lot of it comes from just an idea one of us might have, or a little, you know, I'll bring something in on acoustic, and then we just build it from there. And, you know, Al may come up with like a little riff or something, or our guitar player, somebody comes up with the beat or something, and we just kind of build on that and just kind of let it grow. So, and if we don't like it, we usually record it in our studio and we have it if we ever want to listen to it again. But if not, then, you know, we use it for something in the future.
Fair enough. Now, you guys have, is it three or four albums out now?
Four.
Yes. Nice. Do you guys, are you typically going into studios to work on those, or are you recording them yourselves, or a little bit of a mix?
We've went into studios up till now. We went Ultra Suede and Group Effort, and worked with some, you know, great engineers. And this next one that we're going to do is going to be in our studio, and we're going to do it ourselves, so...
That's exciting.
See how it turns out. We're looking forward to it.
I always talk to bands, you know, about sort of the advantages and disadvantages of doing it yourself. the advantage and the disadvantage being that you have kind of your own timeline to do it. Are you guys excited about that, or are you a little nervous about kind of having that impetus to make the decision to release it out into the world after a while?
It's great to have the flexibility to do it when we want, but the downside is this man, Lee Patrick, behind the drums, has to run everything and do everything. So we get scared it takes him away from actually, you know, worrying about his songs and then having to worry about the sound. So that's our only downfall right now, is with that part of it. So
I think we've learned a lot, though, when it comes to, you know, when a song is right, we're just sort of ready to record it, we might as well record it. And these days, you can just put out one song at a time and then eventually have an album worth of music and then do the whole album. So that's the fun thing about capturing it all in our place, is that it's usually capturing a moment that we'll never recreate again. So there's some energy there that won't, you know, that's really nice.
That does have to be nice to sort of be able to get those moments when you have them and not have to worry about going into the studio and recreating that magic moment whenever it happens. Now, I want to talk about live gigs a little bit. I know that you guys do a lot. Ronnie, we just became Facebook friends, and I see like, oh, we're playing here, and we're doing this, and we're doing that. And you guys stay really, really active. Give me a little picture of what you guys are doing, you know, from...
I can't draw.
From week to week.
Well, I do it full-time. So myself, I'm playing all over the place. And Brandon and myself, we play a lot of shows, and then we'll do little four-piece and three-piece. We kind of mix it up with the whole Vaughn & Company family and do little bits and pieces at shows that I played, you know, during the week. And then 2013 was very busy. We played a lot of shows, and we're probably one of the only original bands in the tri-state area that will go to bars, and they like us there, and you know, a lot of these clubs, and they'll have us play for 4 hours, all original music. And
wow,
that's rare to come by. And we're going to, I mean, the downfall to that is we're going to kind of pull back from that a little bit next year and play more of like bigger festivals and, you know, some good opening acts, and kind of do that and just keep it down to, you know, an hour or two a night for the full band, you know. It gets, and then we're still going to stay busy during the week like we do. So
when you're playing those 4 hour gigs, how do you decide how to create sort of the arc of the set? Is it a lot of planning ahead of time, or is it a lot of kind of in the moment, you know, what's the crowd feeling, what's the band feeling kind of decision making?
You know, over time we've kind of learned what goes good where, and now we've turned over the set list duties to our bass player, Bob Campbell, and he kind of does it. And then when we get out there,
Call an audible.
Yeah, 80% of the set stays the same, and then we just kind of like, all right, just let's change this and just throw everybody off, and we'll throw something out there. So
yeah, but a lot of times what happens is he'll call an audible, and he'll tell everybody else in the band, there's a keyboard player off to the side. Nobody knows what's going on.
What song
are we playing?
It's a game. It's party
let's
games.
Not tell the keyboard player what we're playing.
We're good on the fly.
Yeah, Ronnie's been known to make up a song or two throughout the evenings, too. So it's fun.
Yeah, whatever the mood catches, you know, we just kind of we see the drunk guy stumbling across, and next thing you know, we're writing about him and just, you know,
hey,
kind of
let
it go. So, yeah, it works.
Have a listener call in with a subject. We'll write a song about it. They won't do it. I'm calling them out right now.
Don't challenge our listeners. It'll happen. It will. Now, you guys are playing in Dayton this Saturday night at Oregon Express, and you're playing with the New Old Fashioned and Paige and the Bel-Airs. From the folks I've heard, you know, they're really excited about having you guys up here. Do you make it up to Dayton pretty regularly, or is this kind of a unique
used to come show? To Centerville a lot.
This is a little unique. And this is more of where we're driving to go in 2014, is playing with some other bands, networking with those bands, and, you know, like I said, sway away from the four-hour gigs and do more of, you know, just playing with some other bands, some great bands, and getting to, you know, make new friends and kind of
cross-promote.
Yeah, exactly. And it's much more fun like that. You know, we're not stressed to play all night long, and we get to enjoy listening to some other bands at the same time. So this is – we do travel out throughout the year. We hit some colleges and do some things, but this is our first time in Dayton. So, and being this close and the music, how it's known for in Dayton, this shouldn't be our first time. So hopefully it won't be our last either.
So diving right into the community here, that's great.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. If people want to keep tabs on where you guys are going to be throughout 2014 and how to get your albums and all that, where should they connect with you guys online?
Well, our website is vaughnandco.com. It's VAUGHNCO. And you can see everything there. We've got iTunes, Reverb Nation. We've got all of our, everything that every band has. So it's all there, all the show dates, and you know, we're gonna be real busy next year, and we're really looking forward to it. So all the CDs can be purchased there, and if you come out to a show, we're playing throughout the tri-state, so we're always have everything available there as well.
Wonderful. And are you aiming to then get what you're going to be recording out in 2014, or are you just going to kind of take the year and record and then put it out the following year? Have you thought that far in advance?
You know what? We try to think that far, and it kind of runs its own gamut.
We've done two albums since 2009. I mean, it's been very busy for us. So
we've already got an album right now that we could put the things record that didn't make the last album and things that we've written since then. So we've got enough for, you know, a couple if we wanted to, but we're kind of picky about what we put on there. That's the biggest part of it. We'll record these and have the songs written, and then it's just bickering between each other which one's going to make it, and, you know, whether we put 10 songs on it or 20 or make it a double disc or what. I mean, it can go on forever. So
not to mention our last album still climbing the charts, so
yes,
we want to give it
great
time before we flood the market with our
It is, exactly.
Want to let each one do its thing.
It's 5,827 right now.
Hey, there you go. That's something.
We're on the charts.
Well, I think we should hear some more live music. What do you guys think?
Absolutely.
Who'd you have in
mind? Oh, whatever you guys want to serve up for
we'll
us.
Do it then.
We'll be perfect.
Something.
All right.
We got something.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, reset some sound, and we will be back to hear more from Vaughn and Company. And you can check them out live this Saturday night at the Oregon Express. They're playing with our friends Paige and the Bel-Airs and the New Old Fashioned. It's going to be a really great show. We've got details up on the Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Stick around. Lots more to come here on member-supported 91.3 WYSO, Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Stick around. More live stuff to come on Kaleidoscope.
This is David Dye, host of the World Cafe, looking back on 30 years of Rev Cool and Around the Fringe. When Rev started at WYSO back in, 1982, Bob Dylan was making gospel music and the kids were still drinking 3-2 beer. You can still tune in to WYSO every Friday night to hear Rev Cool playing the best in local and world music. Here's wishing you many more Friday nights with Rev Cool.
Join me on the dance floor, 8 till midnight on 91.3.
All is lost here, except for soul and body.
Robert Redford has a solo performance in the new film about a man lost at sea. On the next Fresh Air, Redford talks about that role, growing up, getting kicked out of college, starring in early episodic TV, and the film that made him famous, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Join us.
Tune into Fresh Air tomorrow afternoon at 3 on 91.3 WYSO.
They've destroyed Tokyo. They've climbed to the top of the Empire State Building. On the Next Step Judgment, we're hunting the biggest game of all. From PRX and NPR, Snap Judgment proudly presents Monsters. Storytelling with a beat. Do not miss it.
Tune into Snap Judgment tonight at 11 on 91.3 WYSO.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Grazie.
My mother thanks you.
Domo arigato.
Merci, merci.
My father thanks you. My sister thanks you.
Спасибо.
And I thank you.
Gracias.
I'm so thankful.
Gratitude in the workplace.
Well, gratitude makes business sense because there's a great deal of evidence that employees tend to work harder, smarter, and longer when they know that others appreciate their efforts.
We actually bake acknowledgement and gratitude messages into all of our employee communications, our newsletter stories and our executive presentations. We even weave gratitude into our Facebook posts and our tweets. And our proactive attention to wordsmithing really helps to foster a sense of optimism, and it reinforces our feelings of gratitude.
Instead of catching people doing something wrong, you catch them doing something right.
One of my favorite examples is from Doug Conant, the former CEO of Campbell Soup. During his tenure in a leadership role, he actually wrote about 30,000 thank you letters to employees, talking specifically about what they'd done that he appreciated.
Profitability, low attrition rates, increased performance.
And we've discovered that sharing and accepting gratitude makes our team stronger.
That was Anna Gauthier with Lincoln Financial Group, Bob Easton from Accenture, and Adam Grant from the Wharton School of Business. If you've been inspired by what you've heard on public radio this year, let us know with an end-of-year contribution. Here's how.
Visit WYSO.org and click Support This Station. Thank you.
This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO, and we're thankful you're listening right now, and you're going to be thankful because you're going to love this music. We're going to hand things back over to the WYSO Performance Space for more live music from Vaughn and Company. Take it away, guys.
Good move away. Looking back on what seems just like yesterday. And tomorrow, no one knows if they'll be told whether to let go and just what to hold. See, no one's ever wrong, and it's never been easy. It's only moving on, not going away. I know we'll cross the road another day. And the damage never won. Write another song to get me through. What a shame to see that it's never gonna be easy. Well, I'm a lucky stinky and I'm sorry to leave. And there's nothing alone that I couldn't achieve. I better do together, but I'm gonna make it on my own. Yeah, well, I'm early to rise and I quit to go. And I try to stay high, but I reach so low. And there's a blessing in the morning mist. You won't believe. So there's a blessing. Taking another walk, do everything.
funky for me one time. Get funky for me two, yeah. Funky for to get it funky, funky,
funky.
And baby, come on, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I see it, hut, two, three, four. I see what in the hell we're getting funky for to get it funky, funky,
funky.
And baby, come on, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I see it, hut, two, three, four. I see what in the hell we're getting funky for to get it funky, funky,
funky.
And baby, come on, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I see it, hut, two, what in the hell we're getting funky for to get a funky, 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 baby, come on, yeah, yeah, yeah.
yeah, yeah. Looking down, shine.
Vaughn and Company. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check these guys out Saturday night at the Oregon Express with Paige and the Belairs and the New Old Fashioned. We've got links up to how to get a hold of their music and keep tabs on where they'll be playing next year on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our pleasure. And we look forward to seeing more of you in this area.
Absolutely.
Coming soon. Check these guys out Saturday night at Oregon Express. They're playing with Paige and the Belairs and these guys, the New Old Fashioned. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
She's the queen of Midwest summers.